Kenya's government is tabling a controversial finance bill in parliament ahead of a budget next week. It wants to increase taxes, but many people say they're already struggling to make ends meet. Catherine Sawyer reports.
These restaurant staff in Nairobi are worried. The government is proposing to increase income tax by 5% for those earning more than $5,000 a month. It will also introduce a mandatory contribution to a housing fund. 3% will be deducted from an employee's salary and matched by the employer. Business owners like Obado Obado, who owns this cafe, says it's a disaster.
Our employees, first of all, right now as we speak, are already very constrained. So we are going to have to cut down on the number of staff. And Cafe Deli has about 130 staff. Right now we have looked at how many staff we have, and we think that we may have to go between 10 to 15% of the staff we're going to go down. So that's about 20 staff. And that's a huge, huge impact.
Some Kenyans have taken to the streets to express their anger. The demonstrations are often broken up by police. President William Ruto and other government officials have publicly threatened members of parliament who do not vote for the bill.
I'm a very worried person because
a senator has gone to court to block it. He says there are other ways to raise revenue.
Very many aspects of the bill violate clear provisions of the Constitution on property rights, on the role of the Senate, on the mandate of Parliament. So a lot of things are being undermined.
By introducing the housing levy, the government wants to build more affordable houses, then sell to Kenyans at a reduced mortgage rate. They will be vetted, and those who do not qualify will be given a refund after 7 years. Some say they are skeptical.
It's not a priority, it's a scam. It's a scam to steal from Kenyans, and that's why it must be resisted.
The new administration wants about $25 billion to fund its budget, balance its finances, and service a huge external debt.
Parliament will either pass the bill as it is, reject it, or amend sections of it. Many Kenyans say they are struggling as it is, and they cannot afford to pay more taxes.
Back at the cafe, the employees are on edge. To them, taking away money from their already low pay means more suffering and perhaps job losses. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Nairobi.